Welcome to the Seeds for Autism podcast.
This is the Seeds for Autism podcast.
Welcome to Seeds.
Welcome to the Seeds podcast. My name is Danny. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go by my legal name, Daniel. My real name is Daniel. And I am here with a student of ours here at Seeds, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Dustin. I like Pokemon. I like Muppets. I'm not sure what else to say.
Okay. That's cool. So what's up to you?
Yeah.
Dustin also does not like combs.
What?
Combs? You don't like combing your hair?
Yeah, I like combing my hair.
Do you? Yeah. I'm just jealous because I'm bald and you have lots of hair.
Yeah.
So I have to poke fun at your hair sometimes. Yeah. Makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I like your hair. So Dustin, you've been here quite a number of years, I think, huh?
Yeah, a lot of years.
You've been here for a while. And I mean, one thing for sure, I think everyone knows about you is that you love Pokemon.
Yeah.
You collect Pokemon things, don't you?
Yes, a lot.
What kind of things do you collect?
DVDs, cards, figures.
Figures, yeah.
Yeah. I do puzzles. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So you just like Pokemon anything, huh?
Yes. Anything Pokemon. Yep. That's right.
So, Dustin, where do you find those things, the Pokemon stuff that you buy?
Goodwill, Yard Sales, Bookmans.
You know, I was at the Mesa Bookmans.
Yeah.
I don't know, like last week or a couple weeks ago, and they had a whole entire section just devoted to Pokemon.
Wow.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, I've seen that one.
So if you guys want to send your Pokemon-related items, we're at 1173 P.O. Box. No, I'm just kidding. Don't send anything Pokemon here. Dozens probably, I'm assuming, have a whole room full of stuff,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I got
you?
A lot.
You got a lot of stuff,
yeah. You
probably get Pokemon stuff for every birthday, every holiday.
Every Christmas, every birthday. Yeah.
You probably get them as gifts from your parents randomly. Like, here, yes. I bought you Pokemon stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about Pokemon. Who is your favorite Pokemon?
Pikachu is my favorite Pokemon.
Why do you like Pikachu the best?
Because he's cute.
He is cute. You know, he's the one, if you guys don't watch Pokemon, he's the one that goes, Pika, Pika! Have you seen Detective Pikachu?
Yes.
What did you think about the movie?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good too.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I mean, I like Pokemon. I'm not as big of a fan of it as you are.
Yeah.
But I do love Pokemon. I thought it was a really well done movie. And they did it in a way that was really, like, if Pokemon really existed in the world, like, that's how it would be, right? They'd just be in the city, like, walking around.
Yeah.
We'd probably hire Pokemon to, like, do the wiring for our electricity and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also mentioned, when I asked you about yourself, that you like the Muppets?
Yeah, I like the Muppets.
Okay. And what do you like about the Muppets?
Because, Kermit's my favorite character.
I wish I could do a Kermit impersonation.
The frog.
Hey, it's me, Kermit the Frog. I can't do it. I can't. That's the best I got.
Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to rate me. I want you to rate my impersonation of Kermit. You ready?
Right.
10 is like the best impersonation you've ever heard. I sound just like him, and 1 is terrible. You ready? Okay,
ready.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Kermit the Frog.
No.
No?
That doesn't sound like him.
No. So I get like a 2?
Yeah.
3? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Miss Piggy?
I'm not sure.
Do you think she's cool or not cool?
I think she's pretty cool.
She's pretty cool. She's a little bit mean to Kermit sometimes.
Yeah, she's not friends with Kermit. I don't think they're dating anymore.
I thought they were dating.
They're not dating anymore. They broke up.
Oh, man. See, I don't keep up on Hollywood news anymore, especially about the Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite things is, so this is like an inside thing between me and Dustin, and actually a lot of the staff members, but I think we started it.
Yeah.
But I can be across the room, and I can just go, boop, 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 boop.
Manamana.
Boop, boop, boop.
Manamana.
Boop, 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 boop.
Manamana.
Boop, 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 boop.
Manamana.
Boop, boop, boop.
Manamana.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
The Manamana song.
It's called Manamana.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've never checked out that video, go onto YouTube and check it out. It's really quite hilarious and very entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we were like in a, let's say we went to Disneyland and I couldn't find you anywhere, where's Dustin? I would just go, And I would know exactly where you were.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Muppets movie?
I think I just like all the Muppets movies.
Yeah, isn't there one called like The Muppets Save Manhattan?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So Muppets, Pokemon. What else do you like?
I'm trying to think what else I like. I know I like Disney.
Disney stuff. Yeah, Disney's cool.
What
Disney stuff do you like?
I like the movies.
What movies?
Peter Pan.
Oh yeah, that's one that a lot of people don't really.
I grew up watching that one.
Yeah, I like Peter Pan too.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite ones.
Nice. Okay. Have you seen the new Peter Pan that just came out? It's like called Peter and Wendy or something.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I don't know if it's Disney or not, but
yeah.
Have you seen the movie Hook?
I can't remember. A long time ago.
Robin Williams is in it. Yeah. And he's like a grown-up Peter Pan that goes back to save his kids.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you some more serious questions?
Sure.
Well, we are the Seeds for Autism podcast, and we are here at Seeds for Autism. So generally, I don't want to assume about people, but I'm going to ask you, do you have autism?
Yes, I got autism.
Okay. Do you have a preference whether people say you have autism or you are autistic? Do you have a preference?
No.
No? Okay. Either way works. You're not offended by it. Either way works. You're not offended.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember like what age you knew that you had autism?
I can't remember.
Were you like really little? Were you a little bit later in life?
No.
Did you not really think about it for a while?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on autism? Like, what does autism mean for you?
I'm not sure.
What are some things that you associate with autism, with yourself?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, that's a better question to ask. A lot of people who have autism, Dustin, they do things with their bodies, like they flap their hands, and it's called stimming. Do you have anything that you do that's similar to that?
Not so much.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that in you. That's cool. Some people with autism have very specific interests. Like, they really love one thing.
Pokemon.
Yeah, for you, Pokemon, huh?
Yes.
But that's, like, kind of true for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Autism or not, like, all of us love certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What are some other kind of common traits of autism? Lots of people with autism can't really tell lies. They're very truthful. Are you pretty honest?
Yeah, I'm pretty honest.
Okay. I've noticed that about you. You're very friendly. It's hard not to like you. Like, you're just a good guy.
Yeah.
Everyone I know that I've ever met that knows you just thinks you're amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. That's not a trait of autism. That's just Dustin's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. You've had jobs before.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a job now?
I volunteer at the library in Barry.
Sweet. That's a cool volunteer job.
Yeah.
Do you like put books away and stuff?
Yeah. DVDs.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then you get to spot those Pokemon DVDs early, huh?
They have a lot.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
You'll slip them into your pocket. Like, I'm gonna borrow these later. Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I already know all the stuff about you. I just want the people who don't know about you to learn more about you, you know?
Yeah.
If you could work any job in the world, what job would you work?
Maybe at the Pokemon company.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
What job would you want to have at the Pokemon company?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Let's see. There's probably somebody who comes up with new Pokemon.
DVDs.
Yeah, just figuring out
the show.
Okay, yeah, like helping out with the show.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Maybe figuring out the plot or what happens or drawing. What happens to Ash?
Yeah.
You can be the Ash expert.
Yeah.
We'll call you an Ashbert.
Yeah. Ashbert, yes. Yeah.
We got a laugh from the peanut gallery over there.
Yeah.
That's good. Why do they call it the peanut gallery?
I don't know.
You ever heard that phrase? Oh, the peanut gallery.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe they're the ones over there eating peanuts.
Yeah.
Do you like peanuts?
Yeah, I like peanuts.
Yeah. Let's see. So you would work for Pokemon.
Yeah.
You would be the Ashbert. Can I be the Pikabert?
Yes. my Pikachu.
The Pikachu expert?
Yeah.
Pika Pika!
Yeah.
Let's see. How about I do a Pokemon sound, and you tell me what Pokemon it belongs to.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Charizard!
Charizard.
Oh, okay. How about this one? Squirtle!
Squirtle.
Okay, how about this one? Snorlax.
Snorlax.
How about this one? Lapras.
Lapras.
Okay, how about this one? Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Oh, I'm literally just saying names ahead of time. I don't know all the cries. They're called cries. The Pokemon cries, right?
Yeah.
Pika goes, Pika Pika.
Yes.
I think Snorlax is something like this. Like, Snorlax.
He sleeps a lot. I think he's sleeping because he sleeps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like his Pokemon power is that he sleeps.
Yeah.
If I was a Pokemon, I'd be a Snorlax. Pokemon would you be if you could be a Pokemon?
Maybe Pikachu.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's pretty fast, zips around, runs really quick.
Yeah.
Electrocutes people.
Yeah.
Would you be a nice Pikachu or a mean one?
Nice Pikachu.
Okay. You'd like help supply the power grid to our city kind of stuff? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Do you want to talk about candy? Do you like candy?
Yeah, I like candy.
What kind of candy do you like?
M&M's.
M&M's are pretty good.
Yeah.
If you were a Pokemon, who would you want as your leader?
What?
If you were a Pokemon, who would you want to be your, like, master?
Maybe Pikachu.
Well, you would be Pikachu. Who would be your Pokemon trainer?
Ash.
Ash would?
Yeah, maybe I like Ash.
That'd be pretty cool, huh? You'd probably just hang out on his shoulders all day, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Dustin, it's been a pleasure. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. I asked this question to everybody. And the question is, this podcast is being recorded, and who knows, a billion years from now, in the future, some ancient alien civilization race may come across your recording talking about Pokemon.
Wow.
And you have one chance right now to give just universe-shaking advice or wisdom. What universe-destroying wisdom would you like to give out there to the possible civilizations that could be here in the podcast? Think of something, anything. Mm. Maybe a word of wisdom you've heard from Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. I love that. Yes. Gotta catch them all except for the Earthlings. Do not catch the Earthlings because we don't want that. I don't think. I don't know. Some of us might. Dustin might want that. All right, Dustin. Yes. It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
It was great being here, Danny.
Oh, and we're shaking hands. That's just how professional and amazing you are. All right, Dustin. Let's say goodbye to all the people at home. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bink-a-bink-a. Bink-a-bink-a.